let's deal with what our mind is fixed upon. Because in verse 3, he says, the mind that is stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. So we have to have our mind fixed on God, and then we have perfect peace. The problem that we're facing in the world today, gang, is that people are seeking a temporary peace in their life, and they're seeking a peace based on the circumstances of their life. And if I can put it this way to you, God has wired us in such a way that our happiness and peace is going to take on the nature of the source from which it has been derived, if that makes sense. Our happiness and peace is going to take on the nature of the source from which it is derived. Or I can probably put it to you better by saying it this way. If your happiness and peace is derived from the uncertain and dissatisfying world, the passing pleasures of this world and the twisted values of this world, if your happiness and peace comes from uncertain things that cannot be relied upon continually, then your happiness and peace is going to be uncertain and unreliable continually. If your happiness and peace comes from as long as the world is doing good, as long as the media is reporting good things, as long as the economy is doing good, then I derive my peace from that, and I derive my happiness from that, then your happiness and your peace is going to be completely unstable. It's going to be like a roller coaster, and most of the time it's going to be down. My point is simply this, is that most of the world, and this is true with Christians, is that we as Christians, we're biding our time. We're waiting for the peace that we think is going to come when we get to heaven. And God is saying, why are you waiting for my heavenly peace? My peace is not just waiting for you or reserved for you in heaven. My peace is a gift that I want to give you right here in this earth, right here in this life, right here while you're in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your battle, in the middle of your problem. The Bible says in this world, you're going to have tribulation. The world wants to be rescued. Christians want to be rescued. Rescue us, rescue us. Of course we want. We wanted the rapture to happen. We want it to happen today because then we'll have peace. And God says, I want you to have peace. If I'm not coming for 1,000 more years, I want you to have peace right now. If you don't find a job tomorrow, I want you to have peace today. This world has wants to attach itself. And Christians do this also. They want to attach themselves to how things look. And as long as things are good out here, then I'm good in here. And God says, no, I want you to be good in here, regardless of how things are out here. Because God says, because I'm the one that told you that in this world you're going to have tribulation, but take courage. I've overcome the world. And God says, I'm the one that told you that I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm the one that told you that my son Jesus was sleeping in the boat when the storm was raging against his ship. The storm was hitting his boat, but he was sleeping in the boat because the absence of the storm is not what gave him peace. The presence of God is what gave him peace, regardless of the storm that he was facing. And the presence of God needs to give you peace regardless of the storm that you're facing today.